First of all, I'd like to hear about how your parents came to El Paso.
Well, let me think a minute. My mother was born in Dallas, and she came out here and finished high school at El Paso High School and graduated in 1915. And my granddad and his family moved here in about 1909 from Austin, Texas. My grandfather was a doctor, and my dad was a young man when they moved here, probably about 14, 15 years old. And my grandfather was superintendent of the mental institution, the state mental institution in Dallas. Mm-hmm. I mean in Austin. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so he moved the family out here. There was only one son, and my mother was an only child, and my father was an only child. So.
Mm-hmm. And well, and then your let's see, what
my father and mother were married here.
Uh-huh. Now your grandparents, do you know much about their education?
Well, my grandmother Worsham, she was married when she was about 16. People used to get married a lot earlier than mm-hmm. they do nowadays, and my grandfather went to the University of St. Louis and got his medical degree down there and mm-hmm. served under six different governors in the state of Texas as in the mental institution type of category mm-hmm. at that time. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, my grandfather, whom I never knew, was a school superintendent up in Washington State, but he died when my mother was 10 days old. He yeah. had appendicitis, so mm-hmm. Back in those days there wasn't that much that they could do about it. So my grandmother remarried someone from the Dallas area, and they moved out here subsequent to that time. But he was my step-grandfather, I guess you'd say. Mm-hmm. And I never did know either one of my step-grandfather, he must have died when I was 5 or 6 years old. Mm-hmm. But both of my grandmothers, I knew both of them.
What names did you have for them, familiar names?
Well, for my grandmother, you mean a nickname? Mm-hmm. Called her Worship, for Worship. And then my other grandmother, we called her Mama.
Okay. How about your grandfather?
I didn't know them.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
So.
And your parents, what familiar names did you have for them?
Well, my mother's name was Genevieve. Mm-hmm. And instead of calling her mother or mama and everything, she had a nickname of Gay, G-A-Y. So I called her, my mother always called her Gay, and my dad just Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when were you born?
I was born December the 26th, 1926.
Okay. And could you tell me a little bit about your education growing up in El Paso?
Well, mostly I've lived in El Paso County, but mm-hmm. We were in the farming business down in the Clint area. Mm-hmm. But I did go to El Paso High School for the first I graduated from grade school at Clint and then went 2 years to El Paso High School and commuted with the school nurse to El Paso High School and back for the first 2 years. And then, excuse me, the war, World War II came along, and my junior year in high school, I went to New Mexico Military Institute, had 2 years, graduated from high school there and graduated from junior college there, and went in the service. And then following that, when I got out of the service, I went to the University of Texas and got my degree in business from the University of Texas at Austin.